Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
Another holiday.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Travel World. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford and Felicity Munn. Yeah. Steve, take it away.
Oh, thank you, Willem. It's great to be here this Saturday afternoon. Planning in a few hours to be on board that flight to London, 9:25 this evening on British Airways.
I say.
Yes. I know a lot of other people who would wish they were coming along with me, but getting a chance to, we'll be talking about London on the 13th of December, 2 weeks' time, with music plus personality Genevieve Bourne, who will also be on the trip this evening.
Genevieve Bourne's coming back on studio with us, and she was a terrific guest with us in May when we talked about Barcelona and Berlin, and we also discovered that there were no hurricanes.
Right, that was a show where people asked about hurricanes in Barcelona and Berlin.
Tell us about the weather.
Yes, and we learned about the weather, and more than we wanted to know, actually, in that particular show. But Genevieve was a great guest. It's actually funny because I've talked to Genevieve for years and years on the phone, never met the lady. Mm-hmm. She lives like 15 miles away from me, but I have to meet her in London, England. So.
Well, I mean, that's just the way it works these days, especially with those internet romances, huh?
Right, people meet and
end up meeting someone who lives 5 minutes away from your house, and you never know what
happens. You never know what's going to happen. Lots of things could happen out there in the world, but that's the world of travel for you. Closer to home, some great things going on in Quebec, as always. A couple of things crossed my desk this week. First of all, up in the Lanaudière region,
what was undiscovered.
Oh, so close to home, yet so undiscovered. Well, now it will be discovered, thanks to this information from Tourism Quebec. And, of course, people can get more information from Tourism Quebec by calling 1-800-363-7777. In the Lanaudière region, one of our favorites.
Do you win anything by dialing all those sevens?
Yeah, you're lucky seven. Maybe that should be a good number for like the Reno Convention Bureau or something. Maybe it's hidden innuendo to come to the casino, Charlevoix, Montreal, or Hull.
Maybe it's their 70s festival.
Yeah, 1977, 20 years. L'Auberge sur la Falaise in Saint-Alphonse de Rodriguez is launching some snowmobiling packages under the...
L'Auberge de what?
L'Auberge sur la Falaise.
Oh, neat.
It's a play on words there. I don't know. Some people will get the wrong impression, but that's not what they're really meaning.
Actually,
but
in Saint-de-Rodriguez, that's Saint-Alphonse-de-Rodriguez.
Right.
That's right up near where we like to go. We like to take the 131, which is one of the most beautiful stretches of road.
Oh, yeah. And particularly in the wintertime, the snow glistening, the streams that aren't really frozen over, but light little ice crystals along the side, and the waterfalls. It'll be great.
I'm a sucker for rural Quebec. I love it.
Oh, yes. Lanaudière is one of those great undiscovered areas, and you can discover it on snowmobiles at night during the full moon.
Between the
tenth and the 15th of each month, the full moon, and you can go out there and really discover what they're talking about on RDS on Quebec.
You go up to my favorite summer place, which is Saint-Michel-des-Saints, which is just near the top of the 131 near Lake Toro, and they have great skiing there as well. So that's a beautiful place to go year-round. It's just an hour and a half from Montreal.
Just an hour and a half, and it's an easy drive. Another adventure during the wintertime, Galean Adventures in St. Gabriel de Rimouski is offering small groups of 10 to 20 persons packages of 4 days, 5 nights activities, which include outdoor sing-alongs and dog trekking and snowshoeing, ice fishing. You can visit a maple sugar camp and learn tracking in the forest, winter tracking. You have 14 meals, including typical meals from the Courier de Bois.
What are they singing along out in Rimouski? I mean, we are so cold, let us in, let us in.
Probably. Or why did we come on this long, long trip?
Actually, it's a very beautiful place out in Rimouski. And strangely enough, when I drove through the place on my way out to Gaspé, there's a particular stretch of the highway about a kilometer or so long, and it's laid out the same way as A1A Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. With the sidewalk and everything like that.
And just paralleling the water, and it's very beautiful down there. And included in the price, and I'm not making this up, it says it right here in my press kit, you know press kits never lie, it includes a relaxing one-hour massage.
No.
It says it right here. So 1-800-363-7777 will get you more information on those activities in Quebec.
Got to get out there.
You got to get out there. It's worth the price of admission alone. This week, our writer who gave us a suggestion, actually a very good and helpful suggestion this time of year, Lawrence Cazanel, CA and Dollar DeZormo, a good friend of the show.
And his paper ran out of calories.
Yes, his suggestion. His suggestion was not that, you know, replace the batteries in the calculator before filling out your tax return. That was not the suggestion of the week. It was to keep their receipts. When you go for electronic ticketing, a lot of airlines now are into electronic ticketing.
Uh-huh.
And they just give you a boarding pass and you check in, but people forget to ask for their paper receipts. And so what happens at the end of the year? It's coming up fiscal year end for people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that receipt that they need for Revenue Canada. They don't have the breakdown of GST and QST paid. Even when you get that paper ticket, how do you find out how much GST and QST is paid? Mm-hmm. XG is the GST, XQ is the QST, so keep those receipts. That's the tip of the week from Lawrence Casanel in Dollar.
Wow.
Yeah, keep all those receipts, because the last week of April is not the time to start trying to find getting receipts from the airlines.
Oh, tell me about that. That's sounds like, speaking of year ends, our good friends at Adorable Junior Garments are now having fun doing their inventory, so I suppose they're singing along with the music.
Oh, yes, it's not fun doing year-end inventory. So Lawrence Casanel in Dollar, he gets for passing along that suggestion.
Pizza Donini, our newest sponsor, they call it Donini, whatever, but he has this great coupon. I'm getting hungry when I think of that.
Oh, yeah,
place.
Just look at those coupons.
They're a Montreal company. They make the Montreal style. I mean, you hear the ads for these other pizza companies, and they make the New York style, what New Yorkers know about pizza anyway. Montreal.
Montreal all the way.
Betraying my a little prejudice. But here, Pizza Donini, he wins a coupon for a free 10-inch pizza, all dressed or vegetarian. And
that can go to the restaurant or pick up?
You have to take this at the restaurant, but you can pick it up, bring it home. Donini is also the place where they have all the goodie packs. Like, you order a pizza and they'll bring you drinks and they'll bring you granola bars and chocolate and chips.
And that's a good value.
Yeah, it is.
And 32 locations in the greater Montreal area within the listing range.
So there's always one close to you. You don't have to go anywhere.
Don't have to go very far.
383-6000.
Just one number to remember. You don't have to.
383-6000.
Just one number to remember. You don't have to start looking in the phone book and finding out which location is near you. You call that number. They know which location is near you.
383-6000, Pizza Donini. Remember the name, Pizza Donini.
Real great pizza and a whole lot more delivered to your door. Piping hot and oven fresh.
Kind of hungry with all this pizza talk.
30 minutes or less. Well, there is one right near us here in Verdun, so we can head out there after the show.
Right near one of the older locations for Saturnus, they used to have a store over on Atwater, and now they're located in the West Island, and another one of our sponsors.
They still have a Donini there at Atwater and Saint-Jacques, opposite the Lionel Grew Metro, if you're out.
Well, we've got a very exciting show lined up today. We have in studio with us Felicity Munn, who is a travel writer with the Toronto Sun newspaper. Now, we've traveled with writers from the Toronto
Sun. A lot of people from the Toronto Sun, a lot of good friends at the Sun.
Oh, yeah, Karen Ganley, the man who we cooked in Jacksonville, he fell asleep outside in the afternoon while sunning himself, but we didn't have the heart to wake him up, so we all went out to dinner and came back.
And he left. He will always remember his trip to Jacksonville. You know, we pat him on the back, and he said, "Ouch, please don't do that." I said, "Well, great job, well done, Karen. I love your column." "No, please don't congratulate me like that."
Anyway, it's coming up on 12:15 now, and we've done our Pizza Donini. I'm getting hungry. 383-6000, and I guess it's time for a break. Chad the Engineer?
Travel World will continue. And now the holidays. Crossing your debt.
CIQC, Montreal.
The Miracle Worker, the true story of Anne Sullivan, who taught a blind and deaf young Helen Keller to communicate with her world, is the current presentation of the Montreal School of Performing Arts. The challenging and inspirational play is on stage December 4th to 6th and 11th to 13th at the McGill Players Theater, 8 p.m. evenings with Saturday matinees at 2. Reserve tickets by calling 487-4934. Don't miss The Miracle Worker, classic theater directed by Dale Hayes, presented by the Montreal School of Performing Arts.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
This is Aaron Rand for Cavendish Mall, where the holidays are always more fun, and this year's no exception. Beginning Saturday, Santa arrives at Cavendish Mall, so take the kids down, and don't forget to check out the pony rides, the holiday petting zoo, and their brand new choo-choo train. And then get ready to save big money at all the participating merchants in Cavendish Mall. From Boutique Lily to Ralph's Menswear to Elizabeth Hager, Canadian Tire, Kohl's, and everybody else, including the Gap and Roots, you'll find them all at Cavendish Mall this holiday season. Cavendish Mall, Cavendish at Kildare and Côte Saint-Luc.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickford. A year ago, I never thought I'd be using a computer. Today, I'm an internet junkie, and I love my computer, thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. I called 990-0802, and I was set to go. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Just one call to Saturnus at 990-0802, and I had my computer, printer, toner, and everything else I needed. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. I didn't have to lift a finger. One call to 990-0802, and they brought everything, set it all up, and I was ready to go. And I know that when new things come out, I won't be left behind, because I can call 990-0802 anytime, and they'll upgrade me or trade me up. Now that's being computer smart. Having been in business for 25 years, you know that their 2-year guarantee on everything, even used computers, really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, toner, paper, disk, or software, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
Get your tickets now for the next Impact game. Indoor soccer has hit Montreal. Fast, exciting, spectacular. See the game Sunday, November 30th, 4 p.m. at the Molson Center when the Impact hosts the Buffalo Blizzard. For tickets, call 328-3668, 328-FOOT, or the Molson Center.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World, everybody. Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford and Felicity Munn from the Toronto Sun.
Yes, it's a great afternoon here.
And today's topics include, Stephen?
Yes, we'll be talking first about some trips Felicity has taken in the past year to Savannah and throughout southeast Georgia, and Macon in particular.
Macon, yes.
I went to Savannah 2 years ago. Lovely place.
Indeed.
That's a beautiful, beautiful place. You know, the last time you and I went to Savannah, we went to this really great Greek restaurant. There's a couple of good Greek restaurants down in Savannah. And we went down, you, me, and Mary, and I had a great, their imitation of a souvlaki. What did you have, Steve?
I had some steak brochette.
I think, what did Mary have again?
She had the lamb.
Oh, yeah, Mary had a little lamb, didn't she?
Chad. Ooh, that is terrible.
Well, we had to find a way to squeeze it in, right?
Squeeze it in somehow, you know. I was out there begging, but no, a great, great eating place. Savannah has a lot of great restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah. I have a friend who says his mouth starts watering as he gets closer to Savannah.
Oh, definitely, definitely. So you're with the Toronto Sun, but you live here in Montreal, so
mm-hmm.
you write and you transmit your text, I would imagine. So you aren't fully, you don't know most of the people that we know at the Sun who live and work in Toronto, and you write their Wednesday column.
That's right, the Wednesday travel section. And indeed, no, I mean, I've only been in that office once. I know it's sort of strange, but I live in Montreal.
Well, yeah, that's normal, though. They have correspondents everywhere, just like
sure.
here on Travel World.
Yeah.
We have
people that we've never met, but they talk to us every week.
Absolutely.
And probably because they never met us.
Especially as a travel writer, you can do this from anywhere.
Pretty well anywhere. Now, how long ago did you go to Savannah and Macon?
I was there in September, and I'd always wanted to go to Savannah, so it was quite a thrill.
And as you know, Stephen,
I mean, it's lush and green.
It's
and
a lush greenery.
All these beautiful 17th and 18th century townhouses, and they've all been restored, and it's mansions, and it's on and on.
Well, they have like the 22 out of the 24 original squares. It's sort of that square concept. It's the squares that bring you that whole charm.
Absolutely, yeah, especially in old Savannah. And you can't walk more than 2 blocks without coming across another one of these squares.
Who would have imagined that the nerds would actually be, not that kind of square.
No, no. The squares from General James Oglethorpe, when he originally laid out the town along the Savannah River.
Not Ogie Oglethorpe, eh?
No, different one. Different one. And he planned the city along the river and along with squares.
First planned city in the States, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. And but these squares, you know, I mean, of course, they're filled with enormous magnolia trees and the curtains of Spanish moss hanging off the live oak trees and the benches. And people sit there and watch the world go by. And, of course, Forrest Gump.
That was
a Savannah square. That you remember in that movie?
That was a beautiful square. That was in Savannah then.
That's what they're all like.
And the bench where he sat is in the Savannah Visitor Center. So you can sit in on the bench and have your picture taken. Vic Phillips had his picture taken.
Have they gold-plated it by now?
What, because it was the Forrest Gump bench or because Vic Phillips sat there?
No, because Vic Phillips sat there. Who cares about Forrest Gump? What do you think I'm talking about?
But the Savannah Visitor Center is a great place to start your touring.
Absolutely.
And get an orientation of the city.
There's a movie about the history of the city, and there's this museum with the stuff in it, and all the tour trolleys leave from right outside the visitor center.
Right, that's a great way to start seeing the city. It's on the trolley buses because Gray Line and is one of the companies that does it, along with a couple of others, and it's a good central terminus. You get the information on the destination.
I love Gray Line. They've got great bus tours in every city. We learned a lot when we went to New York City and Los Angeles from their tours. So, and they had a pretty informative tour in Savannah, as I understand it.
You can, on the trolley bus, what basically you get on, and you can stop at different points and get back on, like from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and get back on and see what you want and get back on like half an hour later.
It's a terrific concept because it's such a walking city, but yeah, you hop off, take pictures, wander around, and then you can hop back on the next trolley that comes along.
What was for you the best part of going to Savannah? What was your favorite thing to see there? Like, what do you go in to see?
Well, I wanted to see, you know, I knew about sort of how genteel and charming and all this, the historical buildings and the trees and all that sort of thing. But I have to admit that once I got there, I got sort of obsessed about this whole Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Oh,
right. That was just starting when I was there in...
This is a book, for listeners who don't know this, by a guy by the name of John Berendt. It's a true crime story, a murder that took place in Savannah in the early 80s. Now, the book came out in January of 94, and it's been on the New York Times bestseller list ever since, basically.
Wow.
And the movie came out a week ago.
So the movie is actually based on a true crime story. It's not
absolutely
just somebody's figment.
And the book is full of these insanely eccentric characters. Just unbelievable. There's a very flamboyant transvestite, and there's a mad inventor, and there's a voodoo priestess, and, you know... This book kind of rips the lid off Savannah High Society.
But nowadays,
you can take not just these trolley city tours, you can take book tours of
book
Savannah.
Tour.
Absolutely. Because many of the sites are...
Right, they have a map of showing where all the sites really are, based on the book, so you can take the tour. You take a walking tour as well.
I think that's been in heaven. Going to this place, all the Civil War history?
Yes, Fort Pulaski, which is actually one of the designers of Fort Pulaski when he was still a Union troop, was Robert E. Lee. So Fort Pulaski is around 8 miles east of Savannah. Another great place was Tybee Island, because 15 miles east of Savannah is just, you know, unspoiled beaches, and so close to the downtown itself.
That's awful.
Well, actually, speaking of Tybee Island, one of the places we ate... was called
There was a great place for breakfast out there too. We had a low country omelet, which had shrimp and potatoes and cheese and spicy sausage, and it must be made with around 6 eggs. So it was a great place for breakfast out in Tybee Island, which all the locals went to. It had real atmosphere, low country atmosphere.
Mm. Well, at the Crab Shack, we had something called the Low Country Boil, which was shrimp, crabs, oysters, corn, sausage, potatoes, on and on, all you can eat. And the tables have huge holes in them, and underneath there's a garbage bin, and you just sort of hurl your shells into the garbage bin. Very casual, very laid back, open air, fabulous.
I get in trouble when I try to do that at home.
Yeah, drop it on the floor. But here's a restaurant, and they say...
Put the garbage bin there, right?
Yeah, put the garbage bin there. Don't drop it on the floor. You put it in the garbage bin. Now, Savannah also, you don't have to... You can sort of get unchained from the chain hotel experience. A lot of...
Unchained?
Very romantic...
Anchors and chains?
Yes. Well, they could be, I guess.
Yeah.
And some have been. But The inns and the bed and breakfasts and the old restored homes. I stayed at one, the Magnolia Place Inn on Whitaker Street. 14 rooms, very high ceilings. It was 1878, former mansion.
Gas lighting?
Yeah, gas lighting. They had a gas fireplace. And it was all very modern with four, you know, the upgraded it. You know, you have more channels and more television channels in that hotel room than for some downtown New York City hotels. But it was, and they had VCRs in the room and Whirlpool tubs. But it was just
That kind of hotel.
Oh yes, and we're not talking about the Auberge Chambéry Inn now. We are talking about
Motel Lido.
Yeah, Motel Louise. But it was such a romantic place to visit, and there are like dozens, I think there's 35 or 40 of these type of historic homes that people can stay in, and that is really, to get the Savannah experience, you have to stay in one of those type of properties. When I was staying at the Magnolia Place Inn, as I think I was telling you over the phone, they said it was haunted, and I was the only guest staying there one night, and I don't know whether it was really true. The fire alarm went off in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. to wake me up, so I don't know whether this was just like the sales director had pulled the alarm to say, let's keep the tradition of the story alive, or whether
it
was the ghost. Mm.
They never fixed that defective alarm system.
It goes off every night and they tell a story. Now,
to save money on maintenance costs.
We stayed at the Foley House Inn, which is on Chippewa Square, which is the Forrest Gump Square. In fact, that's where that was filmed. Anyway, similar, not haunted, but it's 2 5-story houses that have been kind of merged into this fabulous, you know, 4-poster beds in all the rooms. Mm-hmm. You can have breakfast in this really lush courtyard or in the sort of sitting room area. It's just lovely.
What are the prices like now when you go to a place like this, Stephen?
At this time of year, you'd be looking anywhere from around 75 to 105 U.S. a night at this
That's
time of year.
That's pretty reasonable when you go
it's
to a place
reasonable.
Like that. 4-poster beds and all?
4-poster beds and all of that. But
and with the Whirlpool.
And breakfast included. And, of course, if you want to pay less out in the suburbs, I mean, Comfort Inns and all these properties out near the airport, $30, $40 a night.
So it's really affordable. And what about flying there? I mean, obviously, we're not going to hop in this Air Subaru and get down there in 7 hours. Well, maybe, but...
Montreal, Atlanta, Savannah, Delta Airlines, I mean, they are the carrier to get down to Georgia.
So it's really good. Delta Airlines again, eh?
Everywhere we seem to go. I mean, we went down there on Delta, and it was a great flight that time.
Love them.
And if you want to drive it...
Oh, yeah. A lot of people
It's about 1,900 kilometers.
And a lot of people stop off in Savannah en route to Florida because it's just along the way, just a little way off of the I-95. You have to make a bit of a jog off the main interstate, but people will stop off for a couple of days en route to break up the journey if they're driving down for a long period of time to Florida. But one time of the year, you may not be able to get a room down there or space. St. Patrick's Day, for whatever reason, St. Patrick's Day in Savannah is a big, big thing.
And they have a large Irish-American population, apparently.
Wow.
Parting goes on for 3 days.
Oh,
but they came over on the, when it was a port city, and also there had been shipbuilding, and you know, this has brought a large immigrant population, so they celebrate, and they come in from all over the southeast.
Ooh, Montrealers feel right at home, eh? This is the party town.
But Savannah has a population of 150,000, and in 1996 it got 5.3 million visitors. So it's a pretty popular...
The visitors way outnumber the local people. So.
Are we feeling outnumbered, eh?
Yes. But no, one place just in passing that I'll mention to eat, Mrs. Wilkes' dining room for family-style Southern dining. You just sit there at a large table, you're, you know, 8-10 people at your, and they bring on platters of food, and it's help yourself and true Southern dining.
And you meet her son Ashley.
And you meet Mrs. Wilkes, Mrs. Wilkes herself and her whole family. They work there, and no, that's a great place to eat. They line up. In peak season, you line up to get in.
You're making me hungry again, Steve.
Oh, yes. Well,
I'd have a pizza donini.
Time to call 383-6000 for real great pizza and a whole lot more Montreal style delivered at your door
in
30 minutes.
Let me see that menu.
Yes, there's a whole range of things in the
menu
383-6000.
You can have also, they make chicken, so you can have chicken. You don't have to call those chicken places. And they're also known for the goodie packs. Oh, they got wings. So if you like wings, and they got salads and... So they have just about everything there. And they even have our great standby poutine. So
yep, and submarine sandwiches, everything. 383-6000.
383-6000.
Don and E.
Absolutely. Chad?
You guys are bad.
AM600
Montreal.
It's inevitable. You always need something from the drugstore. At least once a week, often more, you find yourself heading for your neighborhood drugstore list in hand. If your neighborhood is Côte Saint-Luke, then Noemi Scheinfeld, owner and pharmacist, and her staff at the Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luke Shopping Center are your friends in waiting. And if you're near Queen Mary Road, then Peter Tsonis, owner and pharmacist, and his staff are ready to help you at the Jean Coutu, 5345 Queen Mary, just west of DeCary. For friendly, helpful service, see Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luke Shopping Center and 5345 Queen Mary Road.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Castle Patsikakis here for the good folks at Village de Cuir with a little Christmas help from them. Yes, indeedy. Right now, through Christmas, they are open every Sunday from 12 to 5. Give you a few extra hours to get some of that shopping done, a little hand, and they want to remind you as well, they asked me to remind you, that the sheepskin is in. What a great Christmas gift idea. Sheepskin, those very cold months, February, March, it keeps you warm, it's the latest fashion, and it is at the lowest prices because you are buying from Village de Cuir. 6719 Monk Boulevard, 766-7583.
You've got a Friday night date with Johnny Beauvais right here on AM 600. 9 to 10, Johnny's around with some great music from the golden era of the big bands. Your favorite tunes, your favorite singers, the best bands in the land, along with Johnny's footnotes on the people who made the music. If you like listening, if you like reminiscing, you'll love what we have to offer Fridays 9 to 10. Johnny Beauvais and the big band sounds on AM 600. Brought to you by Kanata Plaza. Great shopping on the way to Chateauguay.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World, the cream of the crop here. We come back from Savannah, Georgia, and now we're headed to the Channel Islands.
Yeah, but before we hit the Channel Islands, actually, there was one other place in Georgia, Macon, which nobody really has thought of Macon as a destination really to travel to. They think of Atlanta, they do think of Savannah, but what made Macon a special place to drop by?
Well, a little bit of background. About 10 years ago, the Macon City Fathers called in a consultant and said, what can we do to attract tourists?
Consultant?
Yes, no, really. People make a living doing this.
Anyway. Yes.
So he did this big study. He comes back and says, basically, put up a fence around it and they will come. And what he meant was that it's got this very rich musical heritage.
Uh-huh.
It's got almost as good as Savannah. Okay, we're not talking Savannah, but it's got fabulous historical districts and preserved mansions. And it's got 500,000 cherry trees as opposed to 50,000 in Washington.
Right, everyone
it or not.
Knows Washington.
Everybody knows Washington.
And not tell a lie.
But at the time, none of these things were kind of packaged. So
I think
now
they were
well
known for their meatpacking industry.
Yeah, there's some company.
Everybody
that
heard
founded.
Of Macon Bacon, but.
But oh,
you know, I thought maybe the consultant came up with a report, build a fence, and they misread the report and they said, let's build the state penitentiary here. And that was what they did.
Put up a fence around it.
Anyway, hey, that was what the end result was. But there is 2,000 acres of land covered in the National Historic District, but I think it's one of those things that has not fully been publicized.
Mm-hmm.
It gets overlooked by Savannah itself. That there are all these older homes from the late 1700s, the early 1800s, right up to the Civil War period, the antebellum period. And they are there in restored state, but everyone goes to Savannah because of the charm of the squares and the river and everything, but Macon has all of that as well.
Absolutely, yeah, but people really don't know about it. And then in terms of the musical, they opened a new Georgia Hall of Fame, Music Hall of Fame, sorry, a year ago.
Cool.
And it's, you know, it pays tribute to people like Otis Redding, Little Richard, the Allman Brothers, I mean, all these Macon musical acts that have made history.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of interesting because it also includes an awful lot of performers who seem to have a connection to Georgia, however tenuous. Like, mm-hmm. Elton John is there because apparently he owns a house somewhere in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Cher is there because, of course, she was once married to one of the Allman Brothers.
Oh, wow.
Elvis is in there because three of his producers came from somewhere in Georgia. So it's I like the Music Hall of Fame.
That's why we keep Georgia on our mind, eh?
Absolutely.
Just like the T-shirt you're wearing underneath all those clothes.
Georgia on my mind.
Now, I see you have something that says there's a saying in Georgia. What is this saying?
Oh, well, this is kind of about the different cities.
Yeah.
If you go to Atlanta, the first question people ask is, what do you do for a living?
Mm-hmm.
In Augusta, they ask what your grandmother's maiden name was.
Really?
In Macon, they ask, where do you go to church? Because it's in the middle of the Bible Belt.
Ooh,
and in
Christian
Savannah, the first people question people ask you is, what would you like to drink?
Oh, yes.
Yes, a party town. So
party
I guess that
town, like,
symbolizes
Montana,
sort of the differences between the regions of the state of Georgia.
I just want to say another thing about Macon, actually. It is in the middle of the Bible Belt. And, you know, it's not exactly a party town. However, it did one very endearing thing when it's a new hockey team started up there about a year ago. They named it the Whoopee.
The Whoopee?
Do you get it? The Macon.
The Macon Whoopee?
Macon Whoopee. Well, that fits right into our style of naming.
Just like the meat named after the meatpacking industry, yes. So,
I mean, just to position Macon as well, because people may not know where it is, it's around 82 miles southwest of Atlanta. So still fly into Atlanta with Delta Airlines and then take a car from Nashville, let's say, and
it's
head
just
down
off,
there.
It's just off the I-75. So, again, if you're driving to Florida, it's very easy to stop.
Very easy to,
you know,
to stop off there.
Yeah.
It's another one of those suburban places where you can bunk in at a hojo, eh?
Right. Oh, yes. I mean,
but there's some historic inns, too. We stayed at a place called the 1842 Inn, four-star exquisite.
I mean, but a lot of people go to Georgia, as I say, like to stay at Hojo's. Very reasonably priced.
Industrial Park someplace, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you get that ambiance. Well, I think they have great rooms. Maybe it's because of the, great bedding or whatever.
Probably.
I think that's it. But the Channel Islands is another place off the beaten path that you've been to.
Channel Islands, Britain. Can you tell us where the Channel Islands are? English Channel, obviously.
Much, much closer to France than they are to England, although they are English territory.
Ooh,
they're
boy.
Something like 40 Ks away from the French coast.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there's a whole background where they were written.
Mm-hmm.
They have that whole historical background with the French really being the founders of the original inhabitants and their own sort of language style of sort of ancient French that,
absolutely,
to a degree, stays.
It's kind of dying out now because the children were all evacuated before World War II.
Yeah.
And when they came back 5 years later from mainland England, as they call it, you know, they had broad Yorkshire accents and didn't speak the Norman French dialect anymore. So that's sort of unfortunate. But anyway.
Still, it must be some amazing culture when you go there.
Oh, it is. All the place names are in French and the street names and so on, you know? And yet everyone's speaking English, and it's
and they're pronouncing those words
sort
of with an English accent.
I found the Channel Islands just very quirky in many different ways.
It's got to be interesting being a Montrealer, growing up with the French English. I mean, I speak what I call franglais, which is sometimes you don't even know the language of the word you're saying, but the other person's bound to know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it must be something similar in the Channel Islands, I would imagine.
Yeah, but it is the French that they speak or spoke there is apparently a Norman. It's like quite an old, I think, Norman French dialect, and even the French, I say they're French place names and so on, and family names, but boy, they have weird spelling. I didn't, unfortunately, write down any examples, but it's not exactly, Quebecois French or...
I would imagine so. But it's got to be interesting, though, that particular mix of cultures, too.
It is.
What's your favorite thing? I mean, we know whenever Genevieve Bourne goes somewhere, she goes mainly for the architecture, and some people go for the shopping, and some people go for the beach, like Stephen and I, and... So what is your main thing when you're going traveling?
I guess I kind of look for the offbeat. That's a good question. I like history and architecture and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about the Channel Islands is I found them very quirky.
Uh-huh.
And also that you get hopelessly lost, especially on Guernsey, which was one of my favorites. You see, the thing is, the Channel Islands are kind of five destinations in one because there's five populated islands. But Guernsey is like 9 miles by 9 miles or something, and it's got 500... kilometers of roads, I think.
Oh, yeah?
They're narrow, narrow, narrow country lanes lined with hedgerows. You're on the wrong side of the road, of course, to begin with.
Right,
you're driving
your rental
car.
I thought we were on the wrong side of the road.
And you get hopelessly lost, but it's absolutely the best way to explore. Because it's sort of like PEI, you'll never get so lost. You'll always come to the ocean.
You'll always come to the ocean and then reacquaint yourself. But that makes it great for cycling. There are a lot of cycling trails. People use those narrow roads. It's great for cyclists rather than taking a car around because of its compactness.
And it's very hilly and lush. Well, not terribly hilly, but rolling and lush and beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Don't see a lot of 1970 Chrysler Newports there, eh?
No.
big cars to get down those roads.
No, absolutely.
But one of their little quirks, talking about quirks, is that they have groups of people who will go around and measure the size of the hedges and the overhanging branches because of these hedgerows and because of the farming communities and because of the narrow roads. They have full little committees that go around to measure. They have committees.
The hedge committee.
The hedge committee. And they go and measure that these are not obstructing the roads, and they go out in each community to...
What do they say? They're going to hedge them off of the pass?
Yeah, maybe. That could be it. Could be it. But
wouldn't bet on that, eh? Hedge your bets.
Yeah, hedge your bets.
How'd you get there when you went to the Channel Islands?
Oh, I was in London or somewhere. Anyway, I flew down from London. It's only about 45 minutes on British Airways in my case. But there's several airlines that serve the Channel Islands from England.
What kind of airplane, Stephen?
Most of the domestic flights are British Aerospace 146s, was the world's quietest jet before the Canadair regional jet.
Okay, are you talking about those teeny-weeny little jets? If you see these at Dorval airports, it looks about as small as a Dash 8, and it's got these four
Yeah, most of them are like four jet engines over the wing.
Like a miniature 747.
Right, 100 passenger jets.
Oh, neato.
Which are most of the flights into the Channel Islands are.
So, Canadair tops them again, quietest jet, which is kind of nice.
Now, they actually came out with a brochure here on beach facilities, and they're they talk about all the different...
The beach.
Is great beaches. A lot of people go to the Channel Islands for the beach, but they mention they're very... For a tourist brochure, it's quite something. They do say, for example, Rocky Inlet, limited parking, or Pebbly Foreshore, or rock pools and gullies, beware of very fast incoming tide. So there is truth in advertising, at least in this brochure. I wonder how come nobody was going to the beach. Well, they tell you you're going to fall off a cliff, but at least it's...
Yeah, but are there any nice sandy beaches there or something?
Yes, I think on Herm is supposed to have...
Yeah.
The island of Herm, H-E-R-M, is supposed to have some of the best beaches in the Channel
there,
Islands.
There's stuff for Stephen and I. That's what we like to do.
Yeah, I gather,
The beachmen, we go to Cocoa Beach, we go to Salisbury Beach, and when in L.A., we end up on Venice Beach, Santa Monica Beach.
So we like to look at the beaches, but the summer beach facilities number, I would say, are at least 8 beaches on Jersey, rated 4 dolphins in the 1996 Reader's Digest Good Beach Guide for highest award for water cleanliness.
Very nice.
So it's sort of a pristine beaches and ideal for walking, a lot of bird watching because it's an island.
It's great. It's also very environmentally friendly now. It's kind of nice. People are starting to clean up the thing, take the pollution away, be a bit more friendly to their environment. That's nice to see.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no real development. There are a lot of restrictions on development and even who can move to the islands and who can become a permanent resident. They had not wanted those islands to become overdeveloped. They want to retain their charm.
That's very nice.
Well, 2 of the islands, you can't even have motorized vehicles on them, which is Herm and Sark.
Okay.
So it's, they're real, get away from it.
How do you get to a place like Herm if there's no motorized vehicles?
By ferry.
Okay, not by ferry, but by ferry.
Oh, yes.
So, but anyway, what kind of food do they have? Did they make good pizza there?
I have no idea. I don't remember eating pizza.
But
they have
French.
You know what? It's because I don't know if it's because they're so close to the French coast. But anyway, they have fabulous French food.
Well, French fries and pizza.
That's what you can get. That's what you can get by calling 383-6000. Real great pizza.
That was a terrible lead-in, I know.
Real great pizza and a great deal more by calling 383-6000 Pizza Dunedin.
And get yourself a goodie pack, all that other stuff that comes with it. Complete meal. Not just the pizza. You don't have to think about the drinks. Call 383-6000 today, Pizza Dunedin. And Chad the Engineer, take it away.
You guys are bad.
Montreal. Today in the Gazette, be sure to get your copy of TV Times, our cover stories about TV's hottest new couple. Find out what's behind the success of Dharma and Greg in today's TV Times. You'll also find capsule restaurant reviews. Check out Video File for new releases. Get a rundown of the best movies on TV. And now, TV Times has VCR Plus listings, too. Be sure to get your copy of TV Times in today's Gazette. The Gazette. It's the English language. Daily. Get your copy now.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Center. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Le Sport Sac, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
You've seen them grow in numbers on rooftops, windowsills, the backyard, those small satellite dishes, and you've said to yourself, do they really make much of a difference? Well, if you believe the CD player was just a fad, you may want to pass on the rest of this. With a home satellite system from Intracomar, your living room really does become a home theater. The picture, incredible. Remember, it's digital. And the sound, well, it really is like having a front row seat. All this with impeccable service to match at Intracomar, 7702 Juliet and LaSalle at 364-0795.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on Business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
Hi, this
is CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World once again, and we're working for the weekend.
Yeah, working.
It's Saturday once again.
Working away.
Happy as punch.
Yeah, 10 minutes to go. It's 10 to 1 here in downtown Montreal, plus 3 outside, beautiful sunny day. And
smell my pizza from here.
Oh, yes, and 10 minutes we'll be there. But the Channel Islands, they are a sunny destination. I was reading that, you know, in Guernsey it's 2,000 hours of sunshine a year in a really year-round mild climate.
Yes. Yeah, and it's, the average from Easter to October, the average temperature is 21 Celsius, which doesn't sound terribly warm, but that's like Easter all the way through to October. So summers, I'm sure it's much warmer than that. And a lot of sunshine. Yeah.
So it's worthwhile going down to a place like that.
Right.
And you can get there by ferry from both France and England as well.
A lot of people will stop en route. They'll take a ferry from England, stop off in the Channel Islands, then continue on another ferry to go to mainland Europe, so they can combine really three distinctive destinations in one trip, and it makes it for a more relaxing way of getting around than just hopping on a one-hour flight London to Paris and be done with it.
Is it a place you can visit like in a couple of days, or do you need a week, or?
Oh, a couple of days, depending on how many islands you do. You know, Jersey is the biggest of them, and then followed by Guernsey. But they're all, you know, none of them are really, well, I'm not sure how big Jersey is, but
I hope the plane doesn't land on Guernsey. I mean, that sounds too much like Gurney to me.
Well, Guernsey is 24 square miles, mm-hmm. and Jersey is, I guess, around the same.
Oh, well,
not
there you
really,
go.
Not really that much bigger or smaller, but really the climate, we're talking about the year-round climate, it means Jersey is really a floral island. You get a lot of different flowers, and people there are really into floral arrangements and outdoor gardens.
See the brochure, lots of pictures of beautiful flowers there.
Oh, yeah, you can do floral and nature walks and guided nature walks. And there's around 10 different special floral collections that you can go with all different... Mm-hmm. Because of that mild year-round climate, it's like an outdoor greenhouse all year round.
And, of course, you're going to see Jersey cows grazing on the golf course and stuff like that.
They don't have to cut the greens. They just let the cows go out there and...
Graze. Yeah, like feeding time at my mother-in-law's place. But, Went to, we always get a kick out of the floral and the flower arrangements and the plants and the floral life wherever we go. When we went down to the Space Center, we couldn't get over all the orange groves that were there, tree after tree after tree. And here, what kind of flowers mainly grow here? I see lots of orange ones. I don't know much about plants.
We just know that they look beautiful.
Yeah. Even though I listened to the plant show before the health tree, I should pay a bit more attention. But what's their specialty here, the open garden here?
Well, there's a lot of English-style sculpt gardens in different styles, and I think there's a couple of mazes on one of the islands you can go for touring a floral maze with different types of flowers and hedges, and you, like an outdoor maze but made out of flowers and shrubs and not just the regular row type hedges, but the maze made out of
it looks very
all these different types of flowers.
It looks very, very pretty.
It is. That's quite lovely. Yeah.
Something to see when you get out to an island like this. I know I get a kick out of, there's a place near Ottawa that's just like Holland in floral season, obviously, because the Dutch send down, it's 20 million tulip bulbs a year to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We're still thankful for having been liberated, so that's the nice thing about the Dutch.
Yeah.
Well, they've all sent, but there's also in Guernsey, we were talking about food earlier, but there is that influence from France and sort of the mixture from England and France all in one, so you get sort of a cross culture, because you get the French cuisine dining, but you also have the Guernsey pub.
Yes, and there's a very wide selection. Yeah, there's a very wide selection of dining on Guernsey, for sure.
Because you wouldn't necessarily think, you almost think they're isolated islands, but they aren't. They've got that, the range of things that you expect. I don't think there's really any destination. Is there any destination now that is really so far removed from everything that it doesn't... Well, again, we're talking about places that don't have the chains. Again, there aren't those chain hotels in the Channel Islands.
Mm-hmm.
They're all sort of smaller hotels and smaller inns, bed and breakfast.
That's right, yes, yeah.
Where did you stay when you went?
On Guernsey, I stayed at a place called Le Chalet Hotel, which was, quite nice, had very nice views, a relatively modern structure. It was down this narrow, horrendous, nightmare winding road, but then they all are. it cost somewhere around, it was between $600 and $700 U.S., I guess. No, that's in Canadian. I converted it to Canadian. But that's for a week, bed, breakfast, and dinner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes.
So around $700 a week for modified American plan is very good.
Pretty affordable.
Yeah.
What is modified American plan?
Breakfast and dinner. A full American plan is 3 meals a day.
Oh, yeah?
A full American plan is 3 meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So if you see in a brochure, if you get a tour brochure and they say MAP, that's Modified American Plan, and breakfast and dinner, if they say...
I thought it meant find your own way.
No.
Buy a map.
You're right, buy a map. Buy a map. Or full, you can need... Now, to get around that, a lot of them will say all-inclusive rather than say a full American plan, because people didn't know what it meant. So it's FAP, it's full American plan, which is 3 meals a day, or it'll also be referred to as an all-inclusive. But all-inclusive in the hotel industry will also mean more than just 3 meals a day. It will usually also mean local drinks. It will mean maybe some sports or recreational activities. But the thing in the travel industry is that there's no real set definition of any of these terms. So somebody will say something, and an all-inclusive that you stay in one city may not be an all-inclusive in another destination. So again, that's the thing. Always make sure you ask what you're going to get.
For Stephen, that's a bit of a professional slip-up, because he is a travel agent by trade and has the knowledge of a travel computer in his head and knows all these codes so well that he sometimes will slip me a note about, Willem, we want you to go here and get that, and he'll mark travel codes, and I'll go, JY to YUL to ZYB and...
Yeah,
right.
So we'll take, in a couple of months, we'll head off to LAX on board YX via MKE, and then you decipher that to take Midwest Express from Milwaukee to Los Angeles.
I see. I thought MKE, you were talking about the French fry machine at La Belle Province.
No. Well, you could bring that along, too. I mean, everything is possible.
It's a pretty cool place. I mean, I'm looking at some of the place names, and you can tell, really, the French influence. St. Lawrence, St. Peter, St. Mary, St. John, St. Juan, Trinity, St. Helier. There's even one here, Grieve-des-Etes. I don't know how they would pronounce it in English,
in French.
Some of the pronunciation is
It looks more like Grève de Gazette, which is one place where the Montreal Star would have survived. They have La Roque, a great place for goaltenders, I suppose. And they have West Park.
That was a rabbit farm.
They have West Park, Dollar DiSormo, Beaumont. Oh, look at that. They have Park. No. Stupid jokes.
But it tells you that there's that influence of the two countries.
Oh, yes. Yeah, very much.
So it's a very unique place. It's worthwhile going. It's affordable. And
I'll give you some numbers here where you can call. First of all, Channel Islands is represented here. You can call, actually, they are represented on a PR basis by a company called RMR Group in Toronto, but they aren't really set up to take too many consumer inquiries, so the British Tourism Authority handles that for them, and they're at 1-888-VISIT-UK. And some telephone numbers, we talked about Savannah before. Savannah is 1-800-444-CHARM, and general information on Macon and Savannah and all throughout the state of Georgia, 1-800-VISIT-GA. So you can get all the information on the places we've talked about today.
If you go to Macon, be sure to catch the Macon Whoopie and
and have a bacon sandwich.
It's not like Canadians really have to go south to go to a hockey game.
That sounds like a place that Taylor Buckner would visit a lot.
Yeah, I mean, well, he enjoys that type of thing. And talking about relieving stress, that's next week's topic, fighting and relieving the stress, a regimen of exercise and relaxation tip from Brenda Philpott, and also part two of our series, Christmas Travel Gift Ideas, Jet Setter Travel Accessories, Miriam Bowen,
and she's going to be nice here. Well, the theme song is playing, Je deviendrai à Montréal. Robert Charlebois reminding us that it's always nice to come back home to Canada's greatest city, Montreal.
Yes, and I'll be heading off tonight on British Airways, the world's favorite airline,
to London
with Genevieve Bourne. I'll be coming back to Canada's greatest city as well on Thursday, so I'll be back next week as well. Well, thank you all for listening to Travel World and for making us part of your Saturday afternoon listening schedule here on AM 600 CIQC Information Radio in Montreal.
Silence de l'hiver. Je veux revoir ce lac étrange entre le cristal.